Ladies and gentlemen, one of the finest and best Fighting Illini of all time. He was part of the Flying Illini.
Oh, yeah.
He's now an outstanding ESPN commentator. The guy is Stephen Bardo. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
You are the man. Although I can't post you up. I still can't post you up. I can't. But I'd love to. Stephen Bardo, great job on the game last night, by the way. By the way, how good is Myers-Leonard going to be?
Well, you know, he's got every intangible and skill that you would love to see in a big man. Extremely athletic, has a great feel for the game. And, you know, he's going to mature each game because he's really a freshman because he just didn't play that much last year. So, you know, Illini fans should really get a chance to get out and see this young man because if he continues to improve as rapidly as he has, he may not be around Champaign very long.
Well, you said lottery pick potentially last night, right? I mean, this guy's that good?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's already on draft boards and watches right now because you just don't see guys his size truly anymore in college basketball. And then guys his size that have the tool, the skill set that he possesses. It's just, you know, his ability to pass, he can shoot. He's got assortment of moves. His footwork is excellent. He's learning to block shots without fouling. You know, he's an intimidating force. And, you know, he got that quick technical yesterday. But you know what? I'd rather have that kind of fire and have to dial it down than to have to try to get him to play hard. You don't have to worry about Myers-Leonard competing. He's always going to compete.
I tell you what, he does run the floor. Amazing how he runs that floor. I cannot believe also when he gets the ball, he is a good passer.
Ooh. Yeah. And what you like about him is that he's very unselfish. You know, I play with big men that were black holes. You throw the ball in, you might not see it again. But here's a guy that, you know, understands to get his teammates involved because he's depending on them to get the rock. So he does an excellent job.
Yeah. All right, let's talk Cincinnati Xavier. You were at that game. You were on the microphone for that game. What
yep.
the heck happened, Stephen? That was ugly.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's the worst that we've seen from that rivalry. But actually, 2 years ago, they had a fight between the two teams and had to be separated. You know, it's gotten nasty, and it's unfortunate because there are two really good programs with great history attached to them, and it gets to a fevered pitch, and guys feel like they have to be tough guys, and then all of a sudden, words are exchanged, and, you know, these type of things happen. So it was very, very unfortunate. You know, it's a stain on the game. The post-game comments from the Xavier kids didn't help the situation at all. It's just, there were a lot of bad decisions made throughout that whole sequence.
I did think the Cincinnati coach was a real outstanding guy with some great comments about, I took their jerseys off of them. I don't know who's going to be on the team anymore. I hope the president doesn't make me resign. I thought his comments were appropriate and very, very pointed.
Yeah, Mick Cronin, he understood immediately the consequences that could come of the situation there at Xavier. And, you know, he gets it. And I'm not saying that Chris Mack doesn't. I think it was a heat of the moment, and people were they were still emotional. I think there was still somewhat of amazement, but I think Mick Cronin was able to capture the moment and capture, you know, the feeling that we need to be remorseful, and this is terrible. We were embarrassed to be a part of this, and he's going to take swift action, and I think, you know, I've heard a lot of comments about Mick Cronin and the way that he handled the situation.
Yeah, I guess a six-game suspension for some of them, lesser for others. I don't know if this is over. Does this go to the league? Does it go to the NCAA? What happens after this?
No, I think it's over because the conferences have both commented on the you know, the severity of the suspensions, and I think it's going to stay here. Public sentiment would be that Yancey Gates and Sheck Mooch would get more suspensions just based on throwing punches and Sheck kicking yeah. Kenny Freeze when yeah. he was on the floor. But yeah. I think they'll get some public backlash from that, but I think this will be the end of it.
All right. Stephen Bardo, 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM, a few more minutes, 8:41. Okay, so Illinois, are you a believer? Can we be in that upper echelon of the Big Ten? Because it looks like Ohio State's heads above – and then there's about seven other teams that are going to be competing for second.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough Big Ten race, a little bit tougher than people expected because of the loss of some very good players on a lot of teams. But I think Illinois, we're not seeing their best basketball yet. They still got a lot of room for improvement. They struggle to score times. I think some of the younger players, Tracy Abrams, is going to have to come on a little bit because, Sammy, fifth-year senior, and he's gutting it out, but he's a little gimpy sometimes on that ankle. And so they're going to have to be some depth developed at the point guard position. But if they can get some depth and good play off their bench, I think Illinois can definitely finish in the upper echelon of the Big Ten. You know, they don't have really any weaknesses in terms of outside of the lack of scoring sometimes. They've got size inside with Myers Leonard. They've got two great wings in DJ Richardson and Brandon Paul. Sammy Maniscalco has all this experience. I think he's got 120 games under his belt. You come off the bench with guys like Crandall Head, who's a great defender, and Tyler Griffey has done a really good job at the four positions. So they don't have any holes, but they just have to progress a little bit better. They have to get better depth at the point guard position. I think they could really make some noise in the Big Ten.
Is it me, or is Bruce look a little calmer on the sidelines, maybe because he's got kind of a mini-me out there in Sam Maniscalco? Looks like a player coach to me. I mean,
there's no question about it, because Sammy will get in his player's face.
Yeah.
And they respect that. They don't look at it as a negative. And I think that's been missing from the Illini team in years past, that take-charge kind of guy that command and respect. So I think I was surprised the coach didn't lose more hair last season, but his neatly coiffed hair seems to be fine right now.
Hey, you know what? Another side of this is I think Sammy's making Myers Leonard better.
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, when you have a big guy, they like to get the ball in certain spaces, and Sammy does a really good job of finding Myers where he's very comfortable, and that in turn makes Myers more thoughtful in terms of trying to find his teammates where they like to get the rock, even when he's in the post. So it's a symbiotic relationship, and Sammy's doing a great job.
I know how you could get Myers Leonard smiling instantly every time. Hey, Myers, you're playing the point, baby. Woohoo! He's a one, man. And you imagine, Myers Leonard's the kind of guy you'd create on like a Madden football or something where you got a 7-foot point guard. I mean, this guy, I'm not so sure he couldn't do it if he trained him to do it. This guy's so gifted. It's crazy.
Yeah, he is gifted. And he went behind his back last night against pressure.
I saw that in the corner.
So he's trying to get a little point guard out there. Definitely.
Hey, listen, Steven, you're the best. You sound great on ESPN, my friend. Keep up your great work.
Hey, Steve, appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Steven Bardo, former Flying Illini. He was at the Xavier Cincy game. One of the all-time greats, Steven Bardo. 844-935-953, Connect FM. All right.